King. Since niggas wanna play.
Mixtape addict.
All tough acting like tenacting. Homie, you're not the only one about that action. You probably break out like an allergic reaction. When the things start blasting, you the first to gain traction. Whatever you trying to sell, you can't forget it. We ain't coming to purchase no wolf tickets. I'm a man first, bitch, I'm about my business. Bread, protect my assets. Nobody cares about your bomb threats. I'ma stand on what I said no matter how wild it gets. There's nothing to discuss. Niggas bleed just like us, like Biggie. In the everyday struggle, niggas will knock your hustle. 10 times out of 10, it's niggas with no hustle. That's why nowadays I keep my gun on my waist. And I'm about that nightlife like Young Z and Pace. We keep our fingers on the triggers and niggas wonder why. Living in New Jersey is do or die. We keep our fingers on the triggers and niggas wonder why. But living in Trenton is do or die. We keep our fingers on the triggers and niggas wonder why. Do or die. We keep our fingers on the triggers and niggas wonder why. But living in New Jersey is do or die.
Yeah. Women cried, children screamed, and men bled. Don't ever disrespect me, like Nem said. I'll bust a couple hot ones in your friend's head. Lay him down like he's underneath a bedspread. I'm in the zone, I've got it sewn like red thread. North to Florida, Cali back to Hempstead. I eat MCs like Swiss cheese and French bread. Loved by seniors and kids still being breastfed. I'm stronger than that weed you hitting. I'll rip your fucking arms off and beat you with them. I'll rip your fucking eyes out and piss on your brain. Come to where they bury you and shit on your grave. The man is still, I'm like Superman. I can solve a problem quick as a computer can. Cooler than a breeze being blown in the Yucatan. Fucking with a red bone bitch in a blue sedan. Motherfucker.
We keep our fingers on the triggers and niggas wonder why. Living in New Jersey is do or die. We keep our fingers on the triggers and niggas wonder why. We're living in Trenton is do or die.
I was so thirsty, my motto was no mercy. Early materialism made me worldly. I was into weed, hip-hop, and crazy girlies. Curly-haired chicks with them bamboos and Reeboks. I bring them over and shut the door with 3 locks. Cause if my parents found out, they beat me till I peacock. It'd be like Star Wars, Stormtroopers versus the Ewoks. And I'm the freaking Ewoks, fighting to the end with a empire run by Darth Vader and the Emperor. And I'm Yoda, fighting off the dark side. Then they take away my rights like apartheid. Then I got smart, right? No, I got old enough to leave out the crib and own some stuff on my own.
One up in the chamber. Danger, ask you what you want. What's the flavor? I got 35 when I signed with a major. Invested 29.8, spent the change. Never been the type to take advice from a stranger. Gun next to me like my neighbor. Stay tough, spit the hot shit to get the paper. I roll with more force than Darth Vader. Let's see what you made of. To hip hop heads, I'm like a savior. Nigga that ball like Big Pun, but don't wanna be a player. This year I'll declare war on the mayor. Like let my niggas out the devil's lair. Or I spray ya. Park y'all here, spark y'all fears. Man without a dog on care, walk on air. Check before I mark y'all gear, call y'all quits. Go back, study 4 more years, all y'all scared. Terrorist niggas want the bomb, I'm here. Quick the cop pop me in they CD-ROM and stare. Even if I clicks don't get along, who care? You still be glaring at the clothes me and my crew wear. You need to lighten up, digest a few beers before you end up meeting the man you do fear. This year I declare war on the mayor. Like let my niggas out the devil's lair, or I spray ya. Niggas thought they couldn't be beat, no love. Think it's all good when we
speak?
No, sir.
The fact that I'm usually deep in most clubs, you know what's going down when I'm creeping close up. You nondescript niggas might sneak and throw duds, but when the bomb go off, those who sleep and woke up. Pace one, cock my heat back and blow slugs, making you gangsters retreat and grow bud. My outsider posse meet and show fucks what hip-hop was like where we had to grow up. This year I declare war on the mayor, like let my niggas out the devil's lair or I spray ya.
Rock a block, outsiders. Pace one.
DJ King Flow.
Pace one, I'll kick that ass quickly. When I die, I'ma try to take the whole world with me. More rhymes penetrate the kidney. When I die, I'ma try to take the whole world with me.
I got plans to lock it down.
Take it with me. Take it with me.
Yeah.
The whole world. I be hitting you with rude shit. I be rolling like Cruz with new whips. Call it stupid, but I've mastered the fantastic ghetto bastard. Raw rap style to kick that ass with. Rough as Brillo, nympho, spreading like info. More than the Jacksons got kinfolk. Your crew not strong, they stink like your mother feet. When she walk in shoes with no socks on, light as popcorn. Me, disciplining fresh MCs that you be scared to rock for.
Who that?
I'm low down and I'm shifty. When I die, I'ma try to take the whole world with me. Most MCs get slapped cause they sissy. When I die, I'ma try to take the whole world with me.
Yeah.
Take
Eminem,
take it with me.
Dirty Dozzy, here. I'm in a soundproof booth without a roof. Drunk off 180 proof vodka with Dr. Roof.
What?
We in the vocal room inhaling magic markers. Sitting in the dark, lighting our blunts with sparklers. We got my man Pace One behind the boards, cause we tied the engineer out with output cords. The czar's in the lobby with the Beatles, smoking bowls, poking holes in his veins with dirty needles. We get all doped up from popping uppers. They run the train on Foxy Brown without rubbers. Smoking homegrown drugs.
Yeah.
That's why you can barely tell what the fuck we're saying like bone thugs. Hitting blunts till my lungs contort smoke. Can take one more short soap before I snort coke. See it, I've been doing lines all day.
What?
My mind's all clay from smelling pine saw spray.
What?
No, hold up, hold up, hold up.
Hold
smoking
up.
Lace weed wrapped up in a fruit roll up. My lungs are all swole up. About to bust open. I'm just hoping I don't die from snorting crust Motrin. I need drugs, somebody fix me. When I die, I'ma try to take the whole world with me. 12 blunts plus I'm bringing your girl with me. When I die, I'ma try to take the whole world with me. I'm not coming back, so don't send no one to get me. When I die, I'ma try to take the whole world with me.
DJ King Flow.
Legacy, forever. Legacy, 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 forever. Legacy, 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 forever. Legacy, 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 forever. We will be here forever, ever, forever, ever. Do you understand? Making new man, we'll make our own a creator. Alpha, omega, it's in our nature. We out for the paper. Forever. Experience trials and tribulations, see confrontation, negotiation with agents of Satan. Take my faith in the most high before I hit the pavement. 10 toes, but y'all side with the killers and vagrants. B&C, the barn sacred for the books. Brownsville, the B-Void project for Bowen Cook. Became a crook, an adolescent project development. Got arrested at 15, spawn fit the residence.
You understand?
Street lessons beat an expensive taste. We pay the price, each choice make it God thanks. Some ain't survive, we pour our liquor to honor soldiers. Battle addictions, but in the end we all die sober. My therapy, my specialty, manifest my destiny, my legacy.
Forever, forever,
we will be here.
Forever, forever,
ever, ever.
Forever, 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 forever,
forever.
I'ma keep doing what I'm doing,
sipping
on the glue and catching wreck with my crew in.
I'ma keep doing what I'm doing, only smoking fat splits, ripping a headbang like Cliff. Shred a BC Rich, you simple that couldn't keep up with the chords that I rip. So I'm combining two genres just to rock you like a corpse dead stiff. Your opinion couldn't be like stereophonic, coming straight on my face like some lyrical vomit. Brace your fucking back for this grotesque sonnet. Kiss of death, and there's not much time left. With 30 coffin nails poking out of your chest. I'm sipping Louis 13 with some of the best. In the back of Ruth Chris, yo, pass me the check. Put some respect on my name and that's there. Get a cannoli-sized bullet in the back of your cap, bitch.
So I'ma keep doing what I'm doing. Sipping on the ruin, catching wreck with my crew in. But I gotta maintain, through the darkness,
maintain. The only way to stay sane. Paracyclones creeping in, ripping and gripping to lead your pain. Take the face from the name, killing the boot, dropping the truth like a dark red stain.
Fuck yo, cop.
Yo, check it, blunts ash in, screaming out loud, fuck compassion. I'm coming for the gold in a disorderly fashion. To leave you disenfranchised, you need wartime ration. Johnny on the pads with the beat straight bashing. Born alone, die alone, all we own are thoughts. Any truth to be had isn't normally taught. I'm only fucking here because I stood and I fought. Peace to all the criminals that didn't get caught.
Smart.
You're not gonna hear about this shit on Reddit.
Dorks.
Cue the fucking sample, take the chorus and dead it. It's looking fucking bleak, they finally said it. Yo, yo, yo.
So I'ma keep doing what I'm doing. Sipping on the brew and catching wreck with my crew in.
Nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide. This is what it's come to, I ain't scared to die. You gets ones, I gets ones too. Call it how you want to, just know that when I come through, all I want is mine. On this track, all I want is rhymes. Air it out, Air Jordan in his prime. Or should I keep it humble? Silverback gorilla in the jungle, or do it like the sun do? All I do is shine like a clock or a convict. All I know is time. Drop some coke in my notebook, like all I know is lines. 16s with no hook, every pass is no look. Real talk, I'm no crook, but all I know is crime. Meth man, I still got it. And I don't care how many times you recycle a rhyme, it's still garbage. Trash. This ain't a threat, it's a real promise. And I ain't father them twins, I keep it real modest.
Hey, yo, live from the drug spot. Middle finger to your face if you love cops. We making these drug plots. Go ahead, pussy, go and say my name. Two M's over your head like a Maybach chain.
Maybach music.
And the M is for millimeter, rap G to pack, he to chop a key up with your boy. Kick game serious, whip game serious. You serious as Iggy Azalea as a lyricist. I'm just here saving this rap shit. I'm about to dig Pac back up out of the casket. Thug life, bandana wiping the fingerprints. Gun so big, I gotta hide it in the pyramids.
It's gonna be murder.
Telling Pac my vanilla drive filled with hella hot ladies taking jello shots till they drop. Driving round, bumping that new shit. Turn meth, dead eye, SC.
The love gone, cause the hate strong. Welcome to hell. You can wild for the night, just don't step on my 12. Test deck, best request help. You know that ass whooping coming like mama said to fetch the belt. I'm ghost pepper, that spicy hot. I do it for life, you do it for the likes from my IG thought. Like it or not, my price not likely to drop. Talk cash, I'm at the buzzer like a Kyrie shot. You know the name, my dope tracks give them swollen veins. Super Bowl in Green Bay, this is cold game. The code is the same, the bullets got no name. Drug block. Slow down and dirty, but there's no shame. We gon' make it and take it. You just face it, embrace it. I'm the favorite, it's basic. Cradle to the grave with it, lay with it like it's my main bitch. Every day claiming the same shit.
What it is exactly?
DJ Biggie King
stay chillin' on some rockstar shit at the bar. Let like, give me your vodka rockstar, bitch.
Hurry up,
you see that tipsy in the club with our shades on? Strictly twisted, but we stay strong. Hot. Like a pack of wild animals that loose on the stage. My manners is unmanageable when we out of the cage. Understandable, tangible rhymes like Hannibal. Climb the mountains on elephant back. That's a relevant fact. Just throw your glasses up if you came to get drunk. Throw me back in the back of the trunk. Cause that's what's up. Where the fever at? Who got the reefer sack? Roll it up and smoke that aphrodisiac. Put my stunner shades on like I bought the bar. And kick a hole in the speaker cause I'm a motherfucking rock star.
Yeah, yo, hey yo, hey yo, rock star boy.
nuts, nuts, fuck sluts, groupie whores on the tour bus, stick my tongue up their butts, sex and drugs, start riots in clubs, this is hip hop, fuck fighting, we let off slugs, the rugged man, you could call me Rugs, the pale skin, Jimi Hendrix, liquor hurting my appendix, groupie in the back, fuck the whole crew, took at least 10 dicks, morning come bitch, suck more dick for breakfast, or whatever, snorting bugs and ants, snorting everything in sight, till they put me in the ambulance, spitting blood like Gene Simmons, I'm heavy metal, hard rock, I got big balls, I'm Bon Scott, screaming Jay Hawkins, sleeping in coffins, groupie bitches want abortions, it's costing a fortune, live on stage, rock shit, pull the pistol out, shoot at the crowd, duck, try not to get hit, I'm a rock star.
I'm a motherfucking rock star like Dave Chappelle. Fuck a cop car, I'm escaping from hell. If you got locked jaw, then I'm breaking a spell. When I fought the law, I saw when Satan fell. Make a sacrifice like the Passion of Christ. Nah, I ain't asking twice, you ain't half as nice. Don't you know I miss college? Study Chris Wallace, my shit's polished. Every time I spit, I give knowledge. Cross the dime, you can cross the line. Get lost in time, flashing signs, tossing nines. My rhyme squash spines on some big-headed shit. You just don't get it, kid, I so said it is. Leave a certain person hurting, pulling down the curtain. This shit ain't working, you're straight dick jerking. Straight masturbating while I'm blasting Satan. A motherfucking rock star, so get past the hating.
Minor league, got drafted out of JUCO. Spooked by the door, black fist, about the color of Manupo. Nigga been a boss since I was walking around in Hugo. Honey say a nigga Fugo. International star, the bars make a move like Menudo. Used to move weight like a sumo, so don't make dude draw two like a new game of Uno. Not number two, I'm the Uno. Show enough spit, then a spin kick, judo. Hoes see a nigga on the strip, make him strip just a chulo shit. 24 karat drip like I'm Bruno Mars. Respect that I get set back, cause my cuts have like a deck of cards. Let the dough stack, nigga can't forget the carbs. Fuck with me, only fuck Nikki if she offered up a nom.
Yeah, I came in as a 10, then a 5,
then a 5.
Yeah.
Cypher, born more knowledge, sniper,
perfect game,
out the roof for the viper, my fruit riper,
yeah.
I teach better, holy in the prep league sweater, it's handmade, suede, cord me,
bring a mop,
it's blood everywhere in there,
boo,
I swing a blade,
better duck, little duck,
this microphone crime shit, I did the hit, no sweat, just to miss the naked, I could hardly detect, I'm a suspect, I beat the case, rarely erase, I use a ballpoint, hairpin trigger, never play it safe,
me.
I plan it great, see the mission, I only add on and subtract, no division, cooking me, can't blow up a kitchen, I'm a verbal meth lab, strategically precise precision, a fish in the vision, you pitching and missing,
listen,
I'm spinning,
so you can see what I'm saying, that's the reason, sublime connection in the mind, made by human beings, it's a way to align, regardless of what you believe in.
The
intention is divine, that's why the words got so much meaning. This young brother ain't over time, so busy trying to be a demon. Like so many others, his mind colonized by Europeans. Never made an honest dime, lived a life of crime and scheming. Spring, summer, fall, winter time was hunting season. Prayed on his own kind, daytime and the evenings. Winded up almost dying, losing his precious freedom. I know, probably sound like somebody you know. In this life, all paths eventually lead to the same roads. Some pay the ultimate price trying to hit the payload. Masters staying upright, still staying low. Staying up nice, mastering the flow. Still the type to tell myself there's always room to grow. That's for sure.
Live from them south side streets, watch bodies get outlined, can't outshine me. My aura too bright. They calling me the new Mike. Black Mamba, I got that Kobe in me. No dollars, it was just only pennies. Out there alone on the grizzly. First week went from a old to a pissy. Take a look, it's Missy. About to paint the town red, I get busy. Real ones with me, if it gets sticky. Pull out the blicky, jaws done quickly. believe it or not, no Ripley's. Smooth criminal, do you win so swiftly? A thriller like Mike Jack. If they spent on us, we spent right back.
I speak the truth.
TJ King Flow, mixtape.
Talk nice to me, I talk back, nigga. Talk nice to me, I talk back, nigga. Talk nice to me, I talk back, nigga. I run the blocks, I'm from the school of hard knocks. I put a taper on talk your face. Talk nice to me, I talk back, nigga. Talk nice to me, I talk back, nigga. Talk nice to me, I talk back, nigga. I run the blocks, I'm from the school of hard knocks. I put a taper on your face. I'm burning Roman candle. Used to scramble coke, vandalism, panhandle corners. I'm with my team, running scandals. Toss away the burner phone, the arm and hammer. In the kitchen, tracking jakes on the scanner. She went bananas when she tested on my sampler. Where my manners, granny taught me better sleeping in pajamas. Load the blammer, shot my uncle walk. Members only jacket, smoking on the square. Let me out the slammer. Check out my grandma, I mean my diction. When I grab the mic, I spit the nonfiction. We some country hits, you gotta get permission. Nigga, listen, got an ass so fat it make a nigga get the digits. I could cobra clutch it from the back and put her in submission. Politicking for a politician. Subtract the bullshit, that's the cow plus the proposition. Don't even fix your mouth to tell the mission. 7 years of bad luck, the broken glass, that's a superstition. In my field of study, I'm liaison. The judge between the real and the fake. I hold the top position, soul baby doll. Done with good talk. She said, left you killed everybody aboard the mission. I said, you're right, mama, I'm tired of licking. Unless I'm in between the thighs of a vixen or in the hood, chasing down a dirty chicken. She said, my special sauce for finger licking. You gotta understand me when I tell you, niggas, it's more than two clips in Virginia. It's a gang of niggas that'll peel your cap. Them is facts, it's not opinion. The jewels dancing on the watch like Elena while she's sitting in the crib watching Minions. Mind your business, cause the artifacts is true religions. I'm smoking niggas on the mic, we in the park, sitting on the bitches, beating up the bitches. Bitches, facts is really detrimental to my eye.
Yeah.
Chris Salter.
Play my position in the kitchen, I'm working. Whip it, bag of half and fifties, hit the strip and I serve it. If it's an issue, trust, I'm coming to get with you in person. With the extender throwing at you till I flip the Suburban. All my business is flourished, I'm on my way to my yacht. I put a six on the dock like Julius Irving. Damn, I know my nigga's sisters is hurting. He caught new case, but got his sentences concurrent. That ain't get him discouraged. Got another homie in prison for murder. He would let his gun clap and fire at anyone that would try. Watching this baby mother's cry, I got numb, I can't lie. His mama ain't shed a tear, she know that come with his lies. Thought about it, his kids was young when son got the time. Won't see his daughter graduate, can't teach his son how to drive. Not to see where I get this ambition from, and his drive the machine. I'm iller than anyone that's alive. Look, bought the Benz truck and the Maybach with no license. Straight from dealership, not from the auction with the low prices. A long way from selling white and running from the polices. You niggas know who flow nicest. Raise the ball at coke prices. Fronted the homie, caught a joint, he stopped answering. Been my nigga since grammar school, I don't know how to handle it. Flea said, you leave them knots in your chest, they gon' turn to cancer then. In other words, he's saying, don't let it slide, you gotta handle it. Nigga, lemon squeeze, lemon squeeze. Lemon squeeze, lemon squeeze. Don't tell my nigga stay safe, tell him to stay dangerous. Auntie hit that stem, almost fainted. Fiends love me in every ghetto, nigga, I'm famous. Had some young boys pull up, do you heinous? Let me squeeze, let me squeeze. Let me squeeze, let me squeeze.
Capone and Noriega watching CNN. Black whip, black tent, y'all ain't seeing that. It's kind of mess, spread the word, boy, you're seeing them. No seeing them, these rappers in the scope, you're never seeing them. Now, killer bees back in the building with machine in them. We creaming them with pockets of dirty money, I'm clean again. Ain't got to tell you I'm dope, just stick the needle in. The goose is all quite big enough to fit this eagle in. Test the seasoning, why ask why? I has my reasons and my birds don't need no seasoning. Meth OD in this evening. Now ask yourself, is that
really air that you breathing in. I think outside the box, then I find a box I can keep them in. Or just leave it then, like the bouncer won't let your people in. People said they want that old map, well this the prequel then. I get medieval, some people won't make the prequel then. Leave them in the fetal position, F it, I'm leaving it. I use the system, you cowards use euphemisms. Women call me super daddy, my powers is supervision. Vision. Gave you permission to speak, to learn you listen, learn to listen to a different MC. You learn the difference in addition if you're missing MC. Sign this petition, get a fraction of that faction, subtract it by my division. I'm a boss, so that means I make decisions slash villain. I will kill an MC to make a living, yeah.
Like you're doing aerobics, motherfucker. Yeah.
Thought you was a tough guy. But I put one right in your head. Now tell me what you think you is now.
Check it. Nigga trying to copy my style.
I got cars, switches, hoes and bitches. Bodies that's buried in holes and many ditches. Homes, plenty chrome up on my whip. Stop for you, make me run up on your block and cock the semi. Ready, any nigga front, I hold it steady. Back, the ratchet and spill your spaghetti. Properties and blocks, we control them. Many, many blocks, metal high. Kill all your soldiers, Freddy, my machete. We'll cut niggas like I ain't really like them. And carve a nigga meat deep like I'm killing a bison. Tyson, animal instinct, the way I will beat you. Got many shots and many spots for them bullets to eat you. See through them holes, them bullets are leaving between you. It seems you got left to die slow up inside the venue. Thought you was a tough guy. But I put one right in your head. Now tell me what you think you is now.
DJ King Flow.
Listen. Yo, I don't want the Dougie, I just want money. Study under the understudy, the 120. Young dummies, can't spar. No life, my flow tight, like your pants on. You don't got a chance, pa. Ants on community. Malachi York, freaking see your fucker eulogy. Ruck jewelry. What jewelry? I took this from another rapper, slapped him with the Julie G. Cornball rappers, I see him on BET, relieved of the jewelry, interview beef DVD. PTNT, the flow dynamite. Niggas so-so, bozos ain't rhyming right. I hit the line of white, I smoke a double green. Niggas call it purple, what the fuck you mean? Fuck a fist fight, I'm gunning you rappers. I don't give a fuck about none of y'all rap. The fifth spray shit, the piff stay lit. My bitch stay dip with the Richard Bay tits. Niggas say shit, shit they say it ain't shit. Shut the fuck up, nigga, I'm nothing to play with. I bust heaters at your whole damn click blow. Sean Price, the leader of boot camp, click now. Admire the admiral, animal rap. Smack the shit out of a nigga ahead of his hat. Banging on wax, niggas don't bang in the street. Banging online, niggas don't bang in the street. Playing for keeps, keep playing. I slam your ass on your face till your fucking teeth breaking. Big, the jerk been retired, I'm nice, so I'm back, nigga. Smack, earth, wind, fire, and ice out that nigga. Rap niggas, I doubt if there's nigga doing it like me. Fuck out of here.
DJ King Flow, Mixtape Addict.
Welcome to the Mixtape Addict Show, man. It's a pleasure to have you. You know, one of the greats, Bass One in the building.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Thank you for having me, man. Appreciate you.
You already know, man. You know, we're doing connections from France to the U.S. I know you're familiar with France. You know, we'll talk about that later. And I have a tradition in Mixtape Addict, man. I have to ask you, who is your all-time favorite DJ?
My all-time favorite DJ? My favorite DJ? I had to say Jazzy Jeff. But the number one DJ in the world, to me, is Funkmaster Flex.
Yes, sir. Two greats right there, two legends. And can you tell the people why you chose especially those two?
Jazzy Jeff was the first one I heard. Him and the Fresh Prince had this song, and yo, he'd be like, Jeff, make it chirp. And he'd be like, chirp, 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 chirp. He'd be like, yo, transform. He'd be like, shur, 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 shur. So, you know what I mean? It was the first time I heard that. So, you know what I mean? I always liked Jazzy Jeff. He like real technical on the tables. And then Funkmaster Flex, he'd been on Hot 97 for years, breaking material, playing the new stuff. I just got to give him his props.
Yep, for sure. Legendary radio DJ. And also, you dropped a couple of legendary mixtapes too, man. He was on his grind.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did with the Ill Bomb on it by LL.
Yeah.
And Up Tonight by Eminem. Yo, his tunnel tape was crazy.
Yeah, man. Shout out to both of those guys. And talking about mixtapes, you know, you see the name on my head. It's called Mixtape Addict for a reason.
Yeah.
So do
I
you
need one of those cats.
I got you. Send me your mailing address, bro. I'll send one to you.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You already know, man. And so it's Mixtape Addict, man. And do you miss the golden era of mixtapes?
I do. I was just talking to one of my friends about it. Like, all them DJs uptown New York and Harlem and all of that. I used to buy all of their tapes. SNS, Ted Smooth, Kid Capri. I had all their tapes from up there, man. Ken Sport ain't from up there, but he used to do the mixtapes too.
Yep. I think, you know, that's what I tell to my guests when we talk about that. I think mixtapes give more freedom to people, you know, to artists to, you know, drop whenever they want, whatever they want, you know.
Yeah. I just released a mixtape on Universal on July 1st. So, you know what I'm saying? I know all about it. And I miss that era of hip hop. But you know what I'm saying? We evolve, we're growing. You know what I'm saying? We just keep it moving.
Yep, for sure. I think, you know, you had to be there. You know, you had to live there, that moment, to really know what how those days were so special, you know, for DJs and artists and also hip-hop fans all across the globe, man.
Yeah,
that's good. So yeah. You just released a mixtape on July 1st. Can you tell us more about that?
It's called Night and Day. It's available on all the streaming platforms. We're doing some tapes, CD, and vinyl for it. It's released on Ascetic Music, the Virgin Music Group, Universal Music Group. I'm just happy to have the opportunity. It's just, a compilation of songs that I put together over the years that weren't released, but they were still really good. And the label decided they liked it, and they put it out.
Dope. So you're still working with Ascetic Music, the French record label, right?
Yeah, that's right. Amin Bouzid. I'm going to see him in a couple weeks. He's coming out here. We're going to shoot some videos for the mixtape and, you know, keep it moving.
Dope, man. So you've been with them for a long time. How did that relationship started?
I was on tour with a group called More Chiba. They're pretty famous out there in Europe, you know what I mean, and around the world. And I did a show, and then after the show, I met Amin's brother. You know what I'm saying? We got to kicking it, and he was like, yo, we want to do a record with you. And I like that. I was like, cool. You know what I mean? I think we were in Berlin when I met him. We were in Germany, if I'm not mistaken. Right. But yeah, they from France and everything. It might have been Paris, but I think it was Berlin.
Okay. That's dope, man, that you're doing international connections like that, you know, being signed on a French record label, man.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? It don't matter where you're from, just as long as you're feeling the music, you want to work with me, we work something out, we can get it moving.
Yep, for sure. And what do you think about, like, the European hip-hop scene?
The European hip-hop scene is good. The last time I was over there, Garage was just coming out with the fast rapping and the beats on the two, the boom, 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 boom. And yo, the brothers was killing it, you know what I mean? And I met some rappers over there that were really, really dope on the mic, you know what I mean? So yeah, I like the European scene. And plus, I feel like our hip hop from over here is greatly appreciated there. You know what I'm saying? You could tour the U.S. and then go over to Europe, and you know what I'm saying? And you get the same appreciation, if not more.
Yep. Master Ace told me about that. He said that he gets crazy love out there in Europe. Like, all the shows are sold out, and sometimes it's not the case in America. So that's pretty sad to me, you know?
Well, America is full of hip-hop acts, and you know what I'm saying? I can't tell you why his show wouldn't be sold out, because he's a great artist. He's been a great artist for years. I had the opportunity to work with him and kick it with him. He's a great artist. But yeah, like I said, European definitely loves real hip hop. My sister Rodiga over there right now, she out in, she did Munich, Germany last night.
Nice. Dope. Touring the globe, you know, and spreading the word about the good vibes of the real authentic hip hop that we like, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And what's your favorite memories from being out there in Europe?
My favorite memories? Let's see.
My favorite memory from Europe? Well, I got a bunch of them. Doing Brixton Academy out in the UK. You know what I'm saying? Amy Winehouse came to see me. And Lennox Lewis, the heavyweight champ, one of the heavyweight champions of the world, came out to see us. Sold out show. That was a great one. And like all the opportunities I've had, like I said, I toured with Mor Chiba. I had a chance to go all through Europe, Portugal, Spain, Austria, Italy. It's really good. I'm really appreciative.
Yeah, man. So have you came back like as a new man with another mentality when you came back from all those countries?
Did I come back with a new mind state? Yeah, I did. It helped to broaden my mind and let me know that hip hop is appreciated all throughout the world.
Yeah, man. It's good to see that, you know, like music has no boundaries, man. Even if people don't understand everything that you say in your lyrics, they'll catch the energy, catch the vibe, and they can relate to that, you know, which is crazy.
Yeah, it is. I'm really thankful for, you know, my fans over there. And I'm going to try to get over there either late this year or early next year.
Okay. Well, you're more than welcome out there, man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. And we mentioned Master Ace. You did a track with him. And you worked with so many legendary hip-hop acts. And if you had, like, one memory, like a memorable studio session or something that you had to mention, what would it be?
Well, I got a chance to work with Eminem, you know what I mean? And, our studio sessions used to be fun, you know what I'm saying? We'd be cracking up, laughing about stuff, jokes and stuff like that. And then we get to work and put the work in. And then there's, I did a session with Redman that was really memorable. When I was young, my partner Young Z from the Outsiders, he was on A&M Records. You know, he got signed by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And one time we went to the studio and KRS was there. KRS helped do some of his first album. So that was legendary and blew my mind just being able to meet, you know, my favorite MC.
One of the pioneers in there, and still a beast on stage, man. This guy never misses on stage.
That's right. And he crazy on the mic. And, you know, he goes around and lectures, and he's the teacher, man. He just a great MC and a great person.
Yep, man. Shout out to him, man. And he's still dropping bangers, you know. I played some songs. I think that was last year. That shit was still fire, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, man. So, you know, let's go back in time. You know, how did you meet Mr. Green? You know, because you guys had really a great chemistry together.
I met Mr. Green through a mutual friend named Kosha Dills. I did a song with Kosha Dills, and Mr. Green produced it. So after we did the song, you know, I got to kicking it with Mr. Green online, and then I met him, and then we agreed to do a record, and we ended up doing, like, you know, three. We got 2.5 albums together, you know what I'm saying? And he's a great guy. I stay in touch with him now. He's out in the West Coast right now, you know what I'm saying? And I just recently did a tour with the Fugees, Miss Lauryn Hill, Wyclef, and Praz, and John Forte, Young Z, and Rod Digga, and myself. And I invited Green out, introduced him to everybody. You know what I mean? Green is my guy. That's my guy for life.
Dope, dope. So can we expect some more work with you guys together?
Yeah, I would say yeah. But I don't know when. You know, both our schedules got to be aligned and everything got to be put together. But I think we're going to do some new stuff in the future, yeah.
That's dope, man. We'll be there to spin that in the mix show. Don't forget to send me the MP3s, man.
I got you. As soon as we get it done.
Dope, man. Dope. And talking about, you know, producers and all that, I know that back in the days, you and the Outsiders, you guys were kind of ahead of your time because you made your own beats. So why did you choose to make your own beats? And are you still making beats right now?
Yeah, I just made a beat yesterday. I got the MPC1. You know what I mean? And I made a beat yesterday. But yeah, back then we were all together and we just put our talents together. Some of my homeboys in the crew, they know how to work the MP and make the beat. And the beats were coming out fresh. So we were rapping to them. And, you know, we also had some friends make beats for us. Like, you know, Redman might make a beat for us, or my homeboy Governor from Diesel Don and the Governor. He used to make beats for us. R.I.P. Love you, Gov. That we just, you know, we the type of brothers that, you know, don't want records, listen to it, groove, vibing with each other. We be smoking weed, and then a loop might, you know, a pass on the record might come on. I'd be like, yo, loop that. Well, I'm gonna loop that right there. Watch out. Let me get on the turntable. You know what I mean? So. Yo, that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? You chop it up with your friends. You make some, you know, good hip hop. You get to writing. You know what I mean? I know how to work the MP pretty well. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. When hip hop is in your blood, I think you can do a little bit of everything, man. It's like you're talking about Redman. I've seen a video when he was out in France, like I think it was like 15, 20 years ago. He's in the studio with producers. He gets on the MPC. He kills this shit. Then he goes on the turntable, kill this shit. He goes on the piano and he kills his shit on the piano too. Like, yo, come on, man.
Yeah, Red is a talented dude. And he used to DJ too. Yeah, so I know when you say he got on the table, so I know exactly what you're talking about. He a beast on the table.
Yeah, you're nice with it, man. And if you had to, like, produce beats for new artists right nowadays, like, who do you choose?
If I had to choose a new artist, what's new? Like, you know, been in the game for 5, 10 years or what? Brand new, never heard before. What do you mean by new?
I mean, they're just the guys that catches your ears, you know, like I'm talking about like the Rome Streets, the Bennies, the J. Cole, the, you know, all those guys, man, lyricists and shit.
Yeah, I would make a beat for those dudes. I would probably make a beat for like R.J. Payne.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's my guy. He a beast. You know what I'm saying? And I like him on the mic, so... You know what I'm saying? If he was with it, I'd throw him a beat and let's see what we could do with it. You know what I mean?
I think there are two great MCs that are becoming monsters right now. The one that you say, R.J. Payne, and another one, Great God from New York. I don't know if you heard of him.
Great God? No, not familiar with him, but I'll keep an ear out for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Like, he's signed on Rock Marciano's label. He got the crazy
Rock Marciano?
Yep.
That's my guy. I love Rock Marciano. He used to be down with the Flip Mode.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's how I got to meet him. My sister Rod Digga introduced me to him.
Yeah, dude is so dope, man. Like, he was kind of like the fathers of all those MCs that we hear now on, like, drumless instrumentals and shit.
Yeah. He got a distinct sound that could be kind of similar to, you know, Griselda artists and stuff like that.
Yep. I think Griselda was definitely inspired by his music, you know.
Well, we all are, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel when, like, they came back in the game? Because we've seen, like, hip-hop change, you know, the music, the sound has changed, and then Griselda came in the game and made people like us happy to hear new hip-hop again.
That's right. They had the nice flows, they had the nice beats. They was spitting about, you know, subject matter we could relate to. And I was really happy that emerged. I was going to say re-emerged, but it emerged. And it's like a re-emergence of the old sound, but, you know, up to date.
Yep. Still fresh, you know. You can still listen to that, like, in 10 years, 20 years. It's going to sound dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, you know, like your music back when you was doing the Outsiders and shit, you can still listen to that and it did not became old, like, you know, still sound fresh.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah, I put a lot of work in with that music back then. I worked really hard on it. I'm happy that people are still receiving it and, you know, that they still, you know, think it's dope.
What do you think is the secret to, like, making timeless music?
Making timeless music, you gotta make sure it's hot. It's gotta be hot. You gotta hit on some subject matters that, you know, everybody doesn't talk about. And if they do always talk about it, you gotta put your own spin on it. You know what I mean? And you just gotta, you know, get the best material you can and put it out there for the people. Yep. That's always been the name of the game.
Yeah, it's got to come from your heart, you know, like, it's got to be authentic.
That's right. It's just, I don't know about authentic, because, you know, I see some, you know, some artists just, it seems effortless to them, but, you know, it's still good nonetheless, you know what I mean? But like you said, you put your heart and your soul in it, you write, and it, if it's relatable to you, it should be relatable to your fans as well.
Yep, real talk, man, real talk. And do you have any advice, man, for, like, the young upcoming MCs that are listening to your music right now and want to, you know, follow the same path and become a great MC?
Yeah, advice I would give them, you got to be original as you can be. You know what I'm saying? Try to be original. Don't try to do what, you know, what the trend is. Try to be original. You got to have style and learn to be original. You know what I mean? What KRS said. And, you got to work diligently on it. And once you know, you get like 4 or 5 songs together, I would say get yourself a lawyer and solicit to the labels. If you don't want to be on a major label or a boutique label or an independent label, you can do it yourself. But just make sure the material's good and, you know, you got to market and promote it. So, you know what I mean? For your first time around, I would say still try to go with a label, because when they market and promote it, you know, no matter if it goes platinum or not, no matter if they re-sign you or you get to your next album in advance or not, you still could, you know what I mean, use what they've already done for you to move forward, you know what I mean? Because when I was on Rough House, they promoted me pretty well and they marketed me really well. So when Rough House folded, I was able to, you know, go out and do my Telepathy album and then do 2 albums with Mr. Green and then, you know, some more solo stuff. So that it's important to market and promote yourself as much as possible.
Of course.
And just, you know what I'm saying? Don't sit on your material. Do your songs, let some people hear it and try to get some opportunities going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, and I think it don't matter if it's new or old, because like you say, you just released the mixtapes with songs like from, you know, a few years back, but people don't know about them, so it's still new.
Well, yeah, I'm really happy it's been received pretty well, you know what I'm saying? But I knew the material was hot, and when the label heard it, they was like, yo, this is pretty valid, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna work with you. So, you know what I'm saying? Just do your best with it. Make sure you put a conscious effort behind it. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you be an original and you know, just do your best. Do your best and do it.
Yep. And all that.
Do it.
For sure, man. And all those tracks that you make during your career, your whole life, that becomes your resume. You know?
That's right. That's right. You know? Some people ask me, like, Pace, you got new stuff? I always have new stuff. I always do features with upcoming artists or with veteran artists. And it goes to, you know, the platforms. If you go to the platform and enter Pace One, PACEWON, you'll see a lot of songs. I've done a lot of songs over my career. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thankful to God for giving me the ability to do it and the health to still be here.
Yeah, man. And like we said, that music is timeless. You know, even like in 20 years, people will still look it up. It'll still be there, still fresh to their ears, and still new for those that didn't hear it before.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, they haven't heard it before. And, yeah, I don't know. Fans like me. People like me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm lucky in that fashion to have that, and I try not to let them down.
For sure, man, and that becomes part of hip hop legacy, man. So after all the things like that you've done in your career, you know, classic albums, doing records with household names, you've done a lot, man. So what can we expect from you, you know, like in the next couple of years?
Well, right now I'm working on some new stuff to follow up my mixtape, you know what I mean? And go digging through the crates, getting the new drum breaks, you know what I'm saying? Going through every record to try to find drum breaks and sounds and loops. And got my pen. My pen got a lot of ink in it still, you know what I mean? So I sit down and write, and you know what I'm saying? I got some friends. Sometimes we still get together and freestyle, you know what I'm saying? Or I watch TV and I get inspired by, you know, movies, shows, you know what I'm saying? All of that stuff. So you can look forward to, you know, what it's always been, some good hip hop and keeping it authentic with the integrity of good hip hop, you know what I mean?
Yep, man. Just like the joint you did with a New Jersey artist, Drazmatic.
You know? Oh, that's my guy. Shout out to Drazmatic. Salute. Yo, congratulations on your album, Draz. I'm really proud of you, man. And yo, that's my guy. You know what I mean? I met him. Young Z threw a show downtown north, and Draz came through. I met him, and he was like, yo, I want to do a joint with you. And I was like, I'm with it. You know what I mean? And we did the joint, and the beat was fire, and he's fire, and everything was dope. You know what I mean? You made that beat, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You gotta try to sneak it in. The shameless plug. But yo, that beat is fire, my guy. Congratulations.
Thank you, my man. I appreciate that. You killed that verse too, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And y'all did a good job mixing and mastering it. And we did the video. The video was fire. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like I said, the up-and-coming acts, yo, some of them are really, really good. At Drazmatic, one of them. I also took him, when I was doing the Fuji shows, I took him to one. I think it was in Philly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He came to Philly.
Dope.
And I introduced him to everybody. And, yo, that's how it goes. If you got a MC that you think is dope, you got to, you know what I'm saying, help him out a little bit. Show him the ropes. Like, yo, this Lauryn Hill, this Clef, this Prize, this John Forte. Black Thought was there. Cypress Hill came through. Oh, no, not in Philly, though. Black Thought was there. Cypress Hill came to the California show.
Nice, nice. Black Thought is one of the greats, man. People forget to mention.
Yo, incredible on the mic. Incredible. You know what I mean? And he be on the Jimmy Fallon show every night. You know what I mean? He be killing it there. He kills it on stage. That's my guy. One of the best MCs in the world, man.
Yep. And that's the proof that you can actually be mainstream and still be underground at the same time, you know?
That's right. That's right. That's right. You know, being mainstream isn't bad. Well, if you could keep your integrity while doing it, it's not bad. Look at Busta Rhymes, Black Thought, you know what I'm saying? Eminem. Eminem is mainstream, but yo, his mic is on. His pen be getting pushed around. Now, he be bullying that pen. You know what I'm saying? Just because you gain, you know, a little bit of fame and success don't mean you sold out. Because, you know, once you keep your integrity, it's all good. It's not like Milli Vanilli. Like, you know, somebody sings it and you go on stage and you pretending like you're singing it. It's not like that. You know what I'm saying? These is real guys that know what they're doing, man. They know how to rap. They know what to say. They're good performers, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, you know what I mean? Shout out to them. Salute.
For sure, man. They put their heart and soul into their music, and we can hear it. Simple as that.
Yes. Yes, yes. Especially like Busta and Black Thought and Eminem. All of them are exceptional rappers. Exceptional.
Hell yeah, man. Shout out to all those guys keeping the, you know, the culture alive, or hip-hop legacy alive, and it's good to see that. I was talking with another guy about Cormega. One of his fans, I think he was like 16 or 17 years old, he came to him and gave him flowers. I was like, man.
Cormega is dope. Cormega, that whole Queensbridge clique is dope. You know what I mean? I don't know if they're a clique or if they hang together or not, but them brothers from Queens be putting it down. Nas, Mobb Deep, you know what I'm saying? Cormega, even Nature, you know what I mean? And if you go outside of Queensbridge, then you got, you know, Nori and Capone and Cool G Rap and the Beatnuts. They crazy out there. It's, Queens hip hop is crazy.
Yeah, man. I don't know what's going on in Queens to create so many legendary MCs like that, but it's fire. Shout out Cool G Rap. Yeah, man. So it's so dope, you know, to see young people still enjoying that real boom bap. That's the proof that this shit will never die, man.
Nah, it won't die. I don't think any genre of music could die. Jazz is still around. Rock and roll is still going hardcore, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It might settle down a little bit. It might simmer down, you know. We have a peak. Everything peaks and then comes and, you know what I'm saying, levels out. But no genre of music, I don't think. Reggae is still going. Nothing's, you know, nothing sizzles out. And especially not hip-hop. Hip-hop teaches a lot, you know what I'm saying, to the kids, the youth, even the adults, you know what I'm saying? We all hear the new slang. We all hear the new beats, the drill beats, or the new slang with the talking about ops and all of this. It's fresh. Hip-hop is just fresh, man. It's just like, you know, we seen Snoop Dogg at the Olympics this year and Flavor Flav at the Olympics. The most viewed Olympics ever. You know what I'm saying? That puts a good stamp on hip-hop, man.
Of course, man. This is great for the culture, man.
It is.
To see him out there, you know. I was expecting him to light up a joint, but he didn't do it, though.
Well, they probably was like, okay, now, Snoop, you got it. But I don't think he would care anyway. But you know what I'm saying? Some places are a little bit tighter than the United States is with the marijuana, you know what I mean? You just gotta watch it where you go. But you know what I'm saying? I'm sure it's getting lenient and more, you know, more accepted around the world.
Yeah, man, and thanks to him and guys like Cypress Hill, Method Man, you know, those guys, man. Without those guys, you won't see any illegal cannabis anywhere in the world, man.
That's right. Cypress Hill, Red Man, Method Man, Busta Rhymes, Snoop. They all, even Big, you know what I mean? And they all, Tupac, everybody, you know what I mean? Get a little bit of weed burning, do their music. It's just a thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah, my bro.
Helps with the creativity and the imaginative.
Of course. And sometimes it gets you a little paranoid, so it depends on the people, you know?
You're right.
Yeah, man. But that's another subject, you know.
Sometimes you get a little anxiety from it. Yeah. You got to watch how much you use.
For sure. Can't, you know, false about the good things, you know. I'm telling you that because I stopped smoking weed like 7 months ago now. I used to be heavy on it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I dip and dive, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I smoke, sometimes I don't. It's all good. It's up to the person, you know what I mean? You know what your tolerance level is. You don't want to overdo it or not.
For sure. Yeah, but do you have any last words, man, for all your fans and the audience listening right now, if you had something to say for them?
Yo, I'd like to say, I'd like to give a shout out to Rod Digger, Young Z, The Outsiders, Mr. Green, The Fugees, Miss Lauryn Hill, KRS-One, Wyclef Jean, John Forte, all my people. And yo, I just want to say to the hip hoppers, yo, keep it going, keep it real, you know what I mean? Listen to some music, get some breaks going, keep it hip hop. And it's still good to use original instrumentation if you could do it and make it sound hot. And yo, I just wish everybody the best, and I love everybody, and God bless y'all, man. Let's keep it moving.
Yes, sir. That was King Flo and Pace One in the Mixtape Addict Show from France to the US. That's how we do it, man. Thank you for your time, bro.
Thank you for having me, man. Anytime, all right? Just hit me. Let me know.
Peace. For sure, man. We here. We connected now, man. Connecting the dots. International.
Yes. Yes.
Peace, bro. Take care. All right,
peace.